This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. Today is Tuesday, the 25th of August. My name is Audrey Raj, and as usual, in the studio with me today
is Frida Liu.
And on the show today, we're going to be talking about raising an entrepreneurial kid. Would you raise your kids to be entrepreneurs? And can they be entrepreneurial without being entrepreneurs? Get in touch with us 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about how Tiffany is spearheading transparency. And our final story is about fridges full of free food. Yes. our top story, of course, is about raising an entrepreneurial kid. Now, if you were to look at many of the stock photo sites available online and type in entrepreneurial child, you might see images of, you know, kids helming lemonade stands or wearing a cute business suit with glasses or looking over a chart on a PC screen. You know, these kids... You know, I mean, it might not look very real.
We've spoken to some of them.
Yeah, but they do exist, yes. Right? But it does raise a question. You know, did these kids choose to be an entrepreneur, or was their destiny decided for them by someone else, like a parent? Right? So some grown-ups never consider becoming an entrepreneur. I'm raising my hand right now. Okay. They see it as a risk. They don't have the confidence of taking the leap that this requires. And they have been talked out of it by someone else. You know, maybe that's the situation as well. They fear failure, and none of these are good reasons not to start a business. Now, if those fearful adults had been raised to be entrepreneurial, they would now be living life according to their own agenda and making decisions based on their own ability instead of the options, agendas, and pessimistic projections of the people around them. This is the best case scenario.
Right.
Now, if we distill the childhood trends of successful entrepreneurs, what do we find? I mean, if we distill this, right?
Right.
And how much does how their parents raise them have an impact on what they end up doing later in life? Now, let's just go back to the basics. You know, what does being entrepreneurial really mean? Now, entrepreneurial means confident, positive, creative, resourceful, and resilient.
Right.
An entrepreneurial person is someone who is faced with a problem and works out the solution. Their convictions rally a tribe and their ideas pick up momentum. An entrepreneurial person makes their own decisions and never forgets they always have choices. An entrepreneurial person doesn't need to be an entrepreneur. So,
right.
Okay. The sooner someone operates this way, the sooner, I guess, this becomes a habit and the more they dictate their own future. An entrepreneurial kid is most probably practicing this, you know, right now.
Mm-hmm.
An entrepreneurial kid is also someone that's heading towards a future of possibility, of happiness, abundance, and success, whatever success happens to mean to them at that time. So how exactly do you raise an entrepreneurial kid?
Right.
Frida?
No, okay, so I love this, right? The traits that you should have, right? Confidence, positivity, creativity, resourcefulness, and resilience. So I think that's really brilliant. Last week, we had a conversation with Dash Dakshinamurti from Momentum.me, and he talks about how everyone should be an entrepreneur in terms of mindset, whether you become an entrepreneur or not, right? Because that whole idea of being resourceful, during this period, we've also seen the entrepreneurs, right? People who have just sort of pivoted, changed, and everything. And these are the traits that you want to have. So this is like I'm going to share about how do you raise an entrepreneurial kid, right? So there's a framework here from this article. And as I'm reading it, I've seen where I fail.
Oh, ouch. Okay.
Where I tried, and then, well, it's not the end of the road yet, right? He's 17, so we'll see. Things could happen. Miracles do happen. So one of which is to cultivate the mindset. So instilling an entrepreneurial mindset involves looking both inward and outward, right? Inward, as the mindset attitude someone develops towards how they see their own abilities, right? Mm-hmm. And I always tell my son, right, you know, there's a lot more in you. There's a, you know, think about it. You know, I mean, that sort of thing, right? Doesn't just end there. And so how they frame success and failure, how confidently they approach new situations. So outward, the belief they can positively affect change or create something of value, how they view work and what's what its place might be in their future. So allow your kids to dream big. So the whole thing, I was always saying that someone said, stop asking your kids, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
And asking them questions like, you know, what world problem do you think you can solve?
Sure.
Right? Right? I mean,
that's harder to answer, though.
But you think about it, right? I mean, mean? And you don't have to be like, the, you know, like I could be artistic and I could use my art to do something, mm. right? So you are contributing to the solution of a problem, and it maybe takes a few other people. You need other people to join you in that journey, but you're thinking of the challenges in the world.
So you're also not trying to kind of fit yourself in a, like in a hole or yes. in a peg, or, you know, yes. you're trying to think out of the box, basically.
Yes, right? You know, like my son wants to do design right now. There's so many things you can do with design, mm. right? You can come up with innovative designs, can help solve certain issues, right? So it's not, but start thinking that way as opposed to like doctor, lawyer, engineer, right? Yeah. That kind of conversation, right? So, and this whole thing about growth mindset versus fixed mindset. So this is not, like, this can't be done. What's next? What's possible? Right? As opposed to, I don't know how. And then when I look at my son, that's where I feel like, that message hasn't gotten through. Okay, developing the skills is another thing, right? And how do you do that? Developing entrepreneurial skills, okay, involves practicing elements of an entrepreneur, negotiating, pitching, making decisions, mm. leadership, customer service, and creative thinking, right? So that simple things like that. So leadership, that was one thing I wanted to help with my son, right? To get him, for example, he wanted one time to say, I want something. I said, give me a presentation why you want this, right?
Right.
Right. So, of course, then he never did. So he never got what he wanted. Well, I don't know. The lesson was learned somehow, right? If you don't ask for it, you don't present your case, you're not going
to
get it.
Yeah. And this is something that you can do like really early on as well. I remember the girls had to, we got them to make a PowerPoint presentation on PowerPoint. Oh my gosh. A PowerPoint presentation on why they deserved mobile phones. And I think that they were like, 10.
Okay.
Yeah, and they did a good job. You know, right? It was surprising. And at least we felt like they worked for it.
I think one of the things that I've managed to help him with creative thinking is because I don't cook. And I think there was one time there was no food in the house. There was food in the house. Someone has to cook it. So he went to YouTube and learned how to cook. Mm. Right? Because that's something he didn't learn from the mother. So necessity is the mother of invention. All right. The other thing is to see opportunities, right? I think we can look at opportunities around the world. And this is where the interesting startups we've seen, they see a gap, right? I mean, people like your Uber and your Rush, they saw a gap in the marketplace, right? So to see where there's a problem, how do you think you can solve it? So how do you teach them? You look at the, you know, the neighbor's house, you know, maybe you can help out with cleaning earn some money cleaning the garden or whatever, no? So see opportunities where there is a gap, right? Mm. I think that's important. Another one is to meet mentors and role models, which is really good, right? And this is to talk to a variety of people from all backgrounds who have chosen to be entrepreneurs, okay? And sitting down with them, talking about how they work, what's their day-to-day, their lifestyle, and just exposing them to different people. Now, I wanted my son to understand the importance of social entrepreneurship, right? It's still important. Like, if you want to do something of a worthy cause, that there is a business behind it. So I sent him to Dignity for Children. And mm-hmm. asked him to work in the restaurant just to see what it, well, he lasted 2 days. That was just a 2-day thing, but just to see what it takes to run a restaurant. I sent him to the Philippines, the Gawa Kalinga, which is a social enterprise farm, and to see how a farm is run, right? And he met bright, poor boys. That means they were actually from the slums, and they got an opportunity to learn about business using their hands. And to see like how privileged you are as well here in KL, right? So that was just being exposed to, you know, to things like that. I'm hoping that something will sink in someday, right? But to go for that kind of summer camp as opposed to, you know, nothing wrong, coding class, but that's also one thing. But just to see how
to get out of that bubble,
right.
So we know where Frida stands on this, but would you raise your kids to be entrepreneurs? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back with a whole bunch of messages that have already come in, but for now, here's The Faces with Stay With Me. This is Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Begin Free Malaysia, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you, would you raise your kids to be entrepreneurs? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. Before we go to our very special guest, Frida, let's take a look at the poll.
Okay, so out on Twitter, 83.9% says yes, they would raise their kids to be entrepreneurs, and 15.5% says no. We'll get into the feedback back a little later. You know, some of you are commenters, so that'd be interesting to talk about as well. But thank you for participating.
Yes, and now we have on the line with us someone who knows quite a lot about, educating entrepreneurial kids. Anne Tham, Group CEO of Ace Adventure. We've asked her what she thinks about this. Anne, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. You know, what does entrepreneurial really mean when it comes to kids?
Actually, it's a mindset. And we really need to set it right when the children are young. The kids, after all, they imitate adults going to work. They play buying, selling, play shop. To them, it's play. And after all, they do see a lot of the world around them. So what we're doing is we're giving the children the context and the language about what they see in the real world. Doesn't mean they have to be entrepreneurs when they grow up, but it sure gives value to the employers that they think like one.
Right.
Or that they have skills should they want to go into business as adults.
All right. Anne, is it too early to start thinking about training a kid to be an entrepreneur?
Well, actually, kids, they are naturally entrepreneurial because they have the qualities. They don't second guess or overanalyze, they just do.
Mm.
Whereas adults tend to overthink themselves and to the point where they can't get started. The other thing is the kids at that age, that spirit of entrepreneurship is not beaten out of them yet. And so in our school, we facilitate them to continue seeing the world through their lens. Our kids, they are not afraid to fail or fall, which is an excellent quality to have in an entrepreneur. And the other thing is they do things with a sense of wholeheartedness. This is what adults know call passion.
Mm.
Yeah, this is what passion is. And one other thing is they're very, very adaptable.
So kids are natural until they got beaten out of them as they're growing
yeah.
up. Harsh, but true. So what can we do to cultivate the entrepreneurial mindset in children then, Anne?
There are certainly things that parents and even educators in school can do to cultivate the entrepreneurial mindset in children. Say, for instance, if your children want stuff from you, they want things, yeah? Don't just give it to them straight away, but have a discussion to ask them what it is that they are willing, the children are willing to do in exchange. So the idea of exchange is critical because it comes with selling. When you're entrepreneurial, you have to sell things. So you want to set that right as well when they're young. So when parents, when you buy things, you know, sometimes just mention that it is an exchange. Talk about whether the exchange is fair or not, whether there's value, more value or less money than the money that has been exchanged. Put it into a discussion, you know, part of, you know, when you're having an outing together with your kids, just make it come out naturally.
Okay, and so, you know, earlier we were talking about skills like negotiating, decision-making, pitching even, you know. Now, how do we develop skills like this?
Most people actually think that having entrepreneurial skills is about the skill to negotiate, to pitch, to make decisions. These are more task-oriented skills or what you call technical skills.
Mm.
What you want to develop are the skills to blaze new trails, to imagine new ways to solve problems and create value, to be a good leader. And when we talk about being a leader, it's not about being in that position, but whether people want to follow you, to have self-awareness, be people-oriented, having to have the creativity to question, the strength to question, and the courage to move, to be a bit of a contrarian, to turn possibilities into reality. And what about the power of the pivot? I got this list from an article I found about the 25 traits that they got from interviewing 25 entrepreneurs. So I'm pulling out some of them. And these are the ones I feel is very powerful to being an entrepreneur.
Are there networks out there that might help parents raise their kids to be aspiring entrepreneurs?
There are platforms out there, even programs online, both online and offline, The only thing that generally they're very short, like maybe over 2 days, or they do it in a few hours, and parents send their children to learn.
Right.
The thing about entrepreneurship is it's not just learning for a couple of hours, it's about the whole journey of being one. And that is not short. Okay, but you can get you can find them. Like there's this platform called EatonX.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we are working on getting our PowerPreneur program online as well. Not so soon, but in the near future.
Right. So what would make an ideal mentor or role model for an entrepreneurial kid, you know, aside from the parents?
The ideal mentor or role model? It'd be great if you can find friends who are leaders in their field or entrepreneurs themselves. They don't have to be people that you know. It can also be people that the children see on a regular basis in the media and so on. But the main one is look for the values that align, the kind of things that these entrepreneurs or mentors stand for. That is more important than just a matter of who they are.
Okay, this is a big one for me anyway. How can parents avoid the trap of pushing their kids too far?
I like this question about parents pushing their kids too far and how to avoid them. Reminds me of the dance moms who push their kids to the front of the line, the baseball dads yelling at the kids, the referee, and whoever you can think of, off the pitch. And then you have the Asian tiger moms, the infamous tiger moms, who are driving their kids for their academic success. You know, so how do you avoid, taking it too far with the children? Well, the first thing is that make sure as parents, don't take over and direct the children what to do all the time. You know, avoid doing that. Or consistently giving feedback, especially to point out what the kids are doing wrong. And I know parents are worried if they don't do this, the children could end up having the wrong values. But if you're going at them on what they're doing wrong all the time, the experience of what it takes to run a business is going to be an unpleasant one for the children. And, you know, the minute they feel bad about something, this is not something they're going to ever want to do as they grow up.
Right.
And thank you so much. That was Ann Tham, Group CEO of Ace Adventure. Now, I think looking at some of the feedback that we've received on Instagram, I think many people agree with Ann, you know. So Mish Hart says, start them young, different skill sets to learn. Lyndon London says, raise them with relevant skills, but not dictate their career paths. Jeffrey says, yes, so I can sit back and relax when they are successful. And we've got Ming who says, because entrepreneurship can develop a well-rounded adult.
Right. Just one quick one, a thumbs up, you know, there's from 9992 here, and these are Dwi Emas International School. Of course, Ace Adventure has the Sri Emas International School and the Dwi Emas International School, which is set up for kids to be entrepreneurs.
Exactly. But would you raise your kids to be entrepreneurs? Get in touch with us. Tell us what you think. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back with more of your messages and also a story about how Tiffany & Co. are really pushing for transparency. But first, here's Chaka Khan, Rufus and Chaka Khan with Sweet Thing, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.